He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. He's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show, presented by Georgia Natural Gas. Lock in a gas bill amount that won't change even when the weather does. Get the guaranteed bill plan only from GNG. Frenchie is only on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He's not only on the Fan, he's on PBS, calling the American League national championship series. He's gone national, but he hasn't forgotten his two bald buddies. Jeff Francoeur joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Jeff, congratulations. Job well done so far. It seems like you're having a lot of fun.
I am, guys. I'll tell you what, but the way it's going, I think I might be flying back to Atlanta tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you might be out of work again, as I said, being a burden on us taxpayers. Unemployed
real
again.
Real soon. Yeah. Real soon.
Hey, when you see Howie Kendrick at 36, do you think you still have a few at-bats in you when you watch what a guy like this is doing right now?
I'll tell you what, man. What a story and what a thing. I mean, look, during the NLDS, I know a lot of, you know, Braves fans were watching, obviously, the Braves, Cardinals, but this is a guy that made three huge errors, a bad base running blunder, and I'll tell you what, got that huge grand slam in Game 5, and, I mean, he has rode that momentum, and three extra base hits last night, one of the oldest guys to do it since, I think, Larry Walker in 04, so, I mean, it's incredible what he's doing.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Obviously, you were around the Braves all year, and it's so frustrating to see the Cardinals do nothing after beating the Braves. Big picture, when you look at this year, did they underachieve the Braves?
Well, I'll tell you what. I asked Ron Darling last night after the game. I said, it's crazy to watch this team for three games and think, you know, with what I saw the Braves do all year, how did we not beat them? But I will say this, that baseball, more than any other sport, and y'all know this, year after year is a crapshoot. And, you know, for as good as the Cardinals, you know, banged away against the Braves there late, it's almost like they had nothing left after that. And it is because of how well the Braves played against the Nats this year, you know, being able to hit Strasburg and Scherzer and those guys. And now, of course, watching those guys just, you know, dominate the Cardinals. I mean, that's what it is. We have seen some numbers the last three games that really, you know, are incredible for pitching-wise.
Well, 15-plus strikeouts now in three postseason games for the Nationals, and now you're talking historically there as well. Jeff Francoeur does join us. He's calling the games. He's got this series for however long it lasts, as it is a 3-0 shove fest by the Washington Nationals. The other thing, Jeff, that's, I don't know if it's interesting or not, but I'm watching Steven Strasburg, who had it, not of his own doing, that problem when they didn't pitch him in the postseason, and there was that stuff, well, he's exhausted, he's got heat exhaustion, he's out of a game. When you're mentioning the same breath as Sandy Koufax with a minimum of five postseason starts, 57 strikeouts and five walks, he's going to walk away from $100 million, and rightfully so.
Yeah, we talked about that right after the game last night. I said, you're seeing a guy who, you know, I think he's learned from a lot of that stuff, the knock on him, you know, not pitching, like you said, the one game with the heat exhaustion, different stuff, you know, and you've seen kind of a guy, you know, grow up. I will tell you this, Ron Darling told me last night, you know, after the game, when I was saying, he said, I think the key was a healthy Freddie Freeman. And, you know, I think the Braves won that series. And I think that's right. I think, you know, I know Freddie's a buddy of mine, but listen, he wasn't healthy that whole series, wasn't healthy towards the end of the season. And I think if he's healthy with the way he came up in some certain situations, I think it's a different outcome. But like you said, it's not, and, you know, they've had to move on.
And there's a lot of decisions they're going to have to make, paying Josh Donaldson. Do you let Julio Teheran walk? Do you bring back Tyler Flowers, Nick Markakis, and free agents bouncing around out there? Some serious stuff coming up for the Braves, even though they do have some younger players in place.
Well, it is, and really there's going to be more turnover probably than there was last year. And it's not always a bad thing. You know, I think the good thing is you look at the young core of position players, and they're there. You look at Mike Soroka, you look at Max Fried, a couple of the young guys coming up, you know, it's still in place, but there are some big holes that I think they're going to have to decide what to do, where the money goes. But at the same time, I do love that the fact that the core of the team is there. And I think that's it's easier to build that way than it is the other way.
Well, I also think that what you're seeing now is, you know, there was an expression Dave Martinez used in their first, you know, go around to this postseason, stars being stars. Arms, again, are going to be valued. Now, somebody will overpay for somebody. Gerrit Cole is going to get over $200 million. Steven Strasburg is going to get over $100 million. Therefore, he's going to walk out of that contract. But I don't think I'm paying you for the regular season anymore. I think I'm paying pitchers again for this moment. I've got to get you there, and once I do, will you go shove? And I think there's going to be, you know, whether it's fool's gold or not, I think some guys are going to get paid because they look like, it's a limited group, but they look like the types of guys that can lead you through a postseason. We don't and the point is we don't have one of those.
We might in Soroka in the future, but right now we don't.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think you look at it as in pitching wins in the postseason, and I think you're seeing that now for all the faults the Nats had all year. We've watched them. We've seen them, you know, more than majority of teams do. When you have those arms and you can run them out there every night, it gives you an opportunity once you get to the dance. And I think that was a big thing. The Nats, they felt like if we could get past the wild card game, because that you talk about a crapshoot, that's a one-game crapshoot, they could do some damage with those arms. And they did. They had game 4 and 5 to the Dodgers down 2-1, and all they did was throw Scherzer and Strasburg. And now, look, they're one game away from the World Series. And so I think that's a big thing. I've said it as much as I love Donaldson. I think he's a huge part of that lineup this year. You saw the numbers he put up. To me, pitching still wins. And I would like to see the Braves go spend that money on a top-of-the-line guy to throw with Soroka and a couple of the other guys, Max.
I think we all stand in agreement as far as that assessment is concerned. Wanted to get your thoughts on your buddy calling it quits, Brian McCann. Fox 5 here in Atlanta put out a video of you guys. I believe it was from 2005. You kind of look the same. Brian McCann looks like a different person. We had Mark DeShera on last week. He said that you guys would drive him crazy. You would recite lines from Step Brothers, but you guys just were having fun out there playing baseball, were you not?
Yeah, I think DeShera used to always look at me and Brian and be like, what's wrong with these two kids?
I think he pretty much told us that, yeah.
Yeah, well, and well-deserved. I think I can accept that, but you know, I was so happy for Brian, and I hated that it went out the way it did, you know, 13-1 and that type of game. But listen, this is a guy that if you were to be in the locker room and see what he had to go through every day to play a baseball game, it gets to the point where is it fun anymore? You know, yes, the competing, the going to the playoffs, Brian will tell you it's the best time he ever had. But seeing the other side of it, this is a guy whose legs he has squatted for 15 years. And you know, at some point, enough is enough. And I think it just ran out for that. And he realized, you know what, his bat started to drag a little bit. He'd tell you that I couldn't do the things offensively that I wanted to do. And I give him a lot of credit. I really think he could have got paid one more year, stuck around with the Braves. I just think Brian's like, how effective can I be and what can I do? And I think he just came to the conclusion that, you know, enough was enough.
Well, he had a shot here. He came back here to have this. He wanted to be in October with an Atlanta Braves uniform on, and it happened. And I think if you get greedy, not financially greedy, if you get greedy emotionally, a lot of times it's not going to end well. I do want to ask, people have asked me, because of his personality, and I mean just clubhouse presence, well, do you think he'll coach or manage? This is me, so I'll ask you. I think this guy wants to go be dad. I think he wants to go play golf. I think he wants a uniform off. That's my opinion. I don't want you to speak for him or if you know something, but am I closer to being right about him? As much as an organization might want him around, I don't see this guy schlepping it around for 7 or 8 months.
No, and I can tell you this right now. Down the road, I could see Brian McCann very easily getting back into baseball in some sort of capacity. But right now, it is so tough after 15 years. I remember in 17, I did, you know, a little bit of TV, a few games on TV, a few pre-posts, but I wanted to do nothing. I wanted to be with the kids. I wanted to do stuff that you've missed. Go to the beach during the summer, as you said, do some things that you've never been able to do. I know he's going to take full advantage of that. I wouldn't be shocked down the road to see him get back in it. It just, you know, for me, the next 2-3 years, you know, he wants to relax. I think you'll see he'll go down to spring training, I guarantee you, this year for a week or two, be an instructor, hang out, you know, be around, but nothing where he is day in and day out locked into doing it. The guy deserves a break.
After 2 or 3 years, though, Jeff, I think the wife throws you out of the house. You got to get out and do something.
And that's what – My wife will be the first to tell you after about a year. She's like, yeah, you might need to do some more games on TV.
Yeah, I used to tell you guys when guys would tell me, I'd say, hey, when you go down to spring training, well, we don't report, but I'm going to tell her that we have meetings beforehand. I was like, you don't have to tell her that. She wants you out of the house as well. You don't have to lie
it's
about
mutual.
It. Believe me.
I think that's where we get thinking, yeah, they really want us around, yeah. You know?
So, hey, real quick, listen, you and Brian live together. So, and now, listen, I'm not looking to dip into your pockets or anything, but you guys are doing well now. You both have very nice homes. Can you describe what it was like to be? It was basically a frat house without having to go to school in some ways, was it not?
It was so great because me and Brian, he's one of my best friends, but yet we're so opposite. You've seen it, Chris. You've been down there with us. You know, I'm the type of guy, my clothes are ironed and hung up. He's 10 minutes into a trip. His clothes are all over his hotel room, and like a hurricane went around. You're like, what the heck happened in here in 10 minutes?
What was his nickname? Didn't he have a nickname based upon the way his locker looked?
Heap. Yeah, he was a heap of, you know, you could say whatever you wanted to, a heap of what. But he, guy could sleep till 1 o'clock every day. It was incredible. But, you know, what a career he had. And, it's a matter of time before his number, you know, to me, at least Brian goes in the Braves Hall of Fame. And you know, like I said, what a career. I just hate the way it ended for him. Not just him, but Snit. And all the guys, the fans of Atlanta, because I truly did, and I'll be honest, I truly did believe this team had a shot to make a run this year, and just for some reason, the last game ended up being a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone. That's why everybody was so disappointed. Frenchie, outstanding job. Enjoy what's left of the National League Championship Series, and hopefully we'll see you in studio.
Are they paying you by game? Do you want this thing to go a few more games? Is this better for the kids' college fund, or how's that working these days?
Look, it's one of those things that, you know, listen, whatever it is, 4, 5, 6, 7 games, you just want good games. And, you know, they've been good games, pitched-wise. Last night, they really, I think the Nats, the fans, you know, that's the kind of the same deal you feel with the Braves. If they could get past that first round, they could pop it and go. And this team has waited 12 years to have an NLCS here in Washington. And last night, they showed up. And I'll tell you what, though, our turn's coming in Atlanta. It is. I truly do believe that.
I hope you're right. All right, Jeff, we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man.
All right, Jeff Francoeur joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.